Hello everyone, welcome to the Daily Mishnayos Shir, learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Hanzavel and Parabas Pinchas, holding Maseches Bava Metzia, and we're holding Perek Dalad. Today's first Mishnah is Mishnah Gimel. It says, Ha'ono Arba Kesef. Ono, which means overcharging, it could actually be from the seller's end, it could be that he got underpaid, but it means some sort of being taken advantage of in money. For there is generally overcharging, is four ma'a of kesef, ma'esim va'arba kesef asela, out of 24 of kesef to asela, shtus lemekach, which is a sixth of the transaction. Okay, and that's a lot of words to explain that. It means a sixth. Why the Mishnah had to spell out exactly that ratio, the Rav will discuss a little bit. But again, arba kesef, four pieces of silver, four ma'a of silver, ma'esim va'arba kesef, out of 24 of silver, which lasella that is in the cell that is on that's a larger coin shtus lemekach a sixth of a transaction admosai mutilachzer until when let's say the buyer that got taken advantage of got overcharged by more than a sixth or more until when is he able to return the item akideshi yare latagar until he can show it to a wholesaler someone who knows the proper price for these things olikrovo or to his relative that also someone who's in the know. And then that person establishes he's overcharged, he can take it back. So there's the amount of time that that would take. And after that, we'll see he can't return it anymore. Har Rabbi Tarfon Balud, Rabbi Tarfon taught in Lud, Ha'ono Shmone Kesef Lasela. That Ono is 8 Kesef, not 4. Yeah, you can overcharge by a larger amount to be over the Veir of Ono. 8 Kesef for Sela. Shlish Lamekach, which is a third. V'samchu Talgari Lud. So the sellers in Lud were very happy because they could charge more and not have their items returned. Amar Lehem, Kol Yom Mutalachzir. But he also said that the buyer gets more time than the amount of time to show it to a seller and ascertain whether it was overcharged. It gets the whole day. They said, let's leave Rabbi Tarfon in our place, meaning he won't have a control here, nor for our benefit, nor for our detriment. And they went back to Shulai Chachamim that it was a sixth, but the person only had a limited amount of time to return the item to get back his overcharged amount. Okay, so says the Rav, Ha'ona Arba Kesef. Arba ma'os kesef, that's four ma'os of kesef, a ma'os is a type of coin, shem shesh ma'os bedinar, which are six ma'os out of a dinar, right? Vasela arba dinar, and a sela is four dinar. So again, there are six ma'os in a dinar, yeah, there are four dinars in a sela, so that means if you have four ma'os out of a sela, then that's four out of 24 is a six, okay? That's how it comes out. And again, as I said, we're going to see more next Mishnah, but it's not only the buyer that can be taken advantage of, the seller also, if the seller is convinced that he must sell it for a certain cheap price and that was wrong, he could also claim that he had ona done to him. Right? If the transaction, really the item of the transaction, was in the meha sela, in the value of money of a sela, shehu esim va'arba mos, which is 24 mos, right? It was measured in that amount. The hashta havi ono shtus mekach, then that means that the ono, the fourth sela that he was overpaid, is a six. Chayav l'hashiv lo kol ono so arba kesef. So you have to return back the money. You don't get to return the item if ono happened. Yeah, if it's only overcharged the six, you get to return that, you get to get back, I should say, that amount that you were overcharged. So it says, Admasai mutala achzer, mishin is ana, the one that was taken advantage of, until when can he return it? V'hadanaka lashin mutter, what's it mean mutter to return it? Lashmein and deleka filu mishapar la achzer hamekach, o shiitein lo anoso. There's not even the curse that we had in the previous Mishnah of mishapara, that the one Hashem who enacted retribution from the people who in the Torah Mabel, the Torah Flug, will enact retribution from one who doesn't stand in his word. You don't even have that here. He can go back on he can go get his overcharged amount back. It's not considered, he'll have no curse on him. That's why I say it's mutter to bring it back. So what is the share? Akadesh yara, until he can show it, hamekach, the item, latagar, to another salesman, to a wholesaler, ola echad mikrov, over to one of his relatives that's going to know also. Bimsha Yosef, he waited more than that, mochal, and also he's considered to have been forgiven his overcharge. Vamochal olam chozer. The seller, though, if he's worried that he was underpaid, he can always go back and get more money from the buyer with this claim. You know, you always argue that the time frame doesn't bind him. The item is not in his hand, and he could show it to a salesman or lakrovo nisana or to a relative of his to find out if he was taken advantage of. If we know that the seller has now in his hands a item that is similar to one that was sold, The other shita, he knows he made a mistake. V'shasak v'lo tava, right? And he was quiet, and he didn't claim his underpayment. He didn't claim it has to be paid more. Then he can't. Then that is his time frame. He can't go back and claim to be paid more. At that point, he's mocha. Again, he had an item in his hand that was the same amount, and he apparently had the ability to think about this deal, and he didn't say anything. Seder. The samcho tagari lud. Rabbi Tarfon taught you get a third, and the tagari lud were happy. They were experts when it came to merchandise. And mocha miyoka, they would sell for as expensive as they could. The analach of Rabbi Tarfon, the halacha is not like Rabbi Tarfon. It's like chachamim that it's a sixth, and that you only get this limited amount of time. Says Mishnah Dalit. Whether the buyer or the seller, Yishlan or no, they have this idea of Ono, of being under, of being overcharged from the buyer's perspective and being underpaid from the seller's perspective. Same way there's Ono by a hedget, by a regular person, so too for a salesman, for a wholesaler, he could also have Ono. Yeah, he could also be underpaid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't on all the tagar. It says that this salesman, it doesn't mean a regular salesman. A tagar is like a wholesaler, someone who does it in a large enterprise. So Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have Ono. He's not considered ever to be underpaid for an item. He knows where all the prices are, and therefore if he takes a payment, he's assumed to just let that go. He's okay taking the smaller amount. Mishu Huto Olav, the one who was put upon, the other Olayon, I mean, the one who was taken advantage of, he has the higher claim. He has a winning taina, so to speak, the upper hand. Ratza Omerlo, if he wants, he can say to him, Tenli Mo Sai, give me my money back, the amount that you overcharged me. Oh, Tenli Ma Shoni Sani. Or he says, I'm sorry, I should correct myself. He can say, Tenli Mo Sai, give me all my money back. Oh, Tenli Ma Shoni Sani, or give me what you overcharged me. That's what this Mishnah says. We're going to see in a minute what the Rav has to say about that lahalacha. So Rav says, "Ain la tagar ono." Yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a wholesaler does not have ono. B'mnei shehu baki, he's an expert. Misama achuli achol gabe, he forgave it. V'hai dezav nachi, why did he sell it though for a lesser price? Mishum diastrami leiz vina achrisi, because he had another sale to take care of. He didn't mind making a little less profit on this one. He had another good deal to go take care of. V'hashdu zekaboy l'mahadir beis. Now that he's looking back and he wants to go back on it, but not because he really felt he was taken advantage of. He was okay with it as it was. Now he's trying to make more money. In the end, the tagar, a wholesaler, does indeed have ono. We don't assume this far that he was mohel. It says, Mishuhuto love yoda al yona, Mishin is anit. The one who was taken advantage of has a hand on top. And if you want, I can say, Tenle mo'osai, give me all my money back or give me the ono. Imis anit lokeach, in the case of the buyer having ono done to him. It says, the Rav, Masis and Rebbe Yehuda anasi hi. That sheet is Rebbe Yehuda anasi. The late Silchasik of Ose, that's not the halacha. El im ha'ono shtus, if the ono is a six, Kano machzer or not, the kinyan takes place. The kinyan is kept. He keeps the item, but he gives back the overcharge. Yorsim yishtos, if it's more than a six, batel mekach, then the sale is indeed batel, then you take everything back. The seir. It says Mishnah, hey, kama tehe aselach haseir v'lo yevo ono. Coins back in the day, a little preface, were made out of metals like they are today, but they weren't made in the fashion that we have. They would actually become worn down, and part of the material of the coin would fade away. So eventually you'd be paying with a coin that wasn't worth the amount that it should be. So the Mishnah asks, how much can a coin be lacking? And it still won't have any ono, right? So apparently Gemara, the Mishnah does not assume it's the same shear as ono. We just established a six. It asks how much will a coin be different than that? So Meir Omer, Arba Isarin Isar Ledinar. It says four Isarin in Isar to a dinar. We'll calculate in the Rav what that means, but it's going to be a smaller share. It's going to be a share of, if I'm not mistaken, a 24th. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arba Pundionos, Pundion to Dinar. Four Pundionos, a Pundion to a Dinar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shmonim Pundionos, Shnei Pundionos to a Dinar. Eight Pundionos, two Pundionos to a Dinar. What does all that mean? So Rav will help us out. It says, Kamatei Selech HaSeir. How much can a coin be lacking? Matabea Hayotze, a coin that is being spent, V'tamid Hu Sochek V'chaser. It's always being worn down and lacking. How much can it be lacking? And if you spend it, you still won't be over ono. How much is considered normal? So he says, Arba isarin lasela, four isars to a sela, isar ladinar, an isar to a dinar. Vuhu echod mean esim v'arba bo. An isar compared to a dinar, yeah, is 1/24. Why? Says the Rav. The sheish ma kesef hu dinar. We said in the Rav to Mishnayos ago that there are six ma kesef in a dinar. And a ma is shnei pundionim. A ma is two pundionim. So six times two, that would be 12. Pundion shnei isarim. And pundion, yeah, each pundion has two isarim. So that would be times two, it would be 24. If you take an isar out of the dinar, it's going to be 1/24. Yeah, then the next sheet, that was Rebbe Meir. Next sheet is Rebbe Yehuda that said arba pundionim. That's echad mishneimasar. Yeah, if you have arba pundionim, yeah, not an isar anymore. Yeah, four pundionim. So that's going to be 1/12. Yeah, if you follow the math. Why? Because again, you have a dinar is six ma, right? And the ma has two pundionim. So you just stop right there. Two pindionim is already a twelfth. Each ma is shnei pindionim. Yeah, so arba pindionim is going to be 12. Seder shona pindionim. The last sheet, the Rebbe Shimon says ishtus. That's already a six again, right? Kishar ano like any other ano. V'chein halacha, and so too the Rav says that is the halacha. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. So again, the math at the end there is that Rabbi Meir's shita, it comes out, it's 1/24. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda's shita says 4 pundions, right? That's going to be 2 isarim. It's equal to 2 isarim. That comes out at 12. Yeah, and out of 24, right? 2 out of 24 is 12. Rabbi Shimon says 2 pundions, right? That's going to be a 6. Thank you very much for listening. Mitzvah Shem, continue.